This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. One of the biggest lies ever put forth by the father of all lies is that humanity should seek after earthly rewards. That receiving earthly success and riches shows you have favor from God. Jesus Christ himself said this, Matthew 6:19-21, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." Those who receive earthly treasures keep their focus upon their treasures and their source. The Bible makes it clear that it is earthly. It is not from God in any way, shape, or form. 1 John 2:15-16. "Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving thing for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world." There has been an increase in those that are saying they could not achieve their earthly goals and rewards if it were not for God. As we have just shown, a personal achievement through sports is not from God. That people's success in worldly activities and achievements is not from God. Yet many go on and keep saying, "I could not have done this without God." Who is actually rewarding them? Luke 4:6. "And the devil said to him, 'All this authority I give to you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whoever I wish.'" So Satan rewards people with earthly rewards and success. Their place in celebrity. Their place in sports, which distracts people away from God, is all given and designed by the Father of all lies, for it takes away our focus from what? Matthew 22:37-40. "And Jesus said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" Any who receive earthly rewards, the more they receive, the further from God they are, no matter who they say allowed them to have their success. It is earthly and goes against, as was shown a bit ago, Jesus Christ and thus God's teachings. It comes from who has governance over this temporal realm. In Corinthians 4:4, "Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God." Most are blind to this real truth. Why? Because they have been sold a bill of goods which states they show their real worth to God by becoming wealthy, which is again opposite the teachings of Jesus Christ. Mark 10:17-22. Now as he was going on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way. Sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowfully, for he had great possessions. This behavior shown by the young rich man is how most that now profess to being quote-unquote Christian now live. They continue to seek after wealth. They refuse to do as Jesus Christ himself commanded. Why? Because God is not their Lord, for they have made friends with who? James 4:4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. All who receive earthly success and rewards have sold themselves to Satan, and it is him they are worshiping. It is him who is their God. That is why they are God's enemy. Let me ask you, the listener and reader, this question. Who gives rewards to their enemies? Not tribute, reward. Let's define these two words. Tribute, a stated sum or other valuables considered paid by one sovereign or state to another in acknowledgement of subjugation or as a price of peace, security, protection, or the like. Reward, something given or received in return or recompense for service, merit, and hardship, etc. Since God is the enemy, those that say they receive rewards and success from God are in reality saying God is giving them tribute, not giving them rewards. For God is their enemy, since they are living in and for the world. Those that celebrate when someone has earthly success and wealth and say it is due to God, call God a liar. Only one being celebrates lies. John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks lies, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. These words were spoken to those people that professed to being children of Abraham, of being of the tribe of Israel. Today, these verses would be aimed at those that profess to being quote-unquote Christian, those that profess to being followers of Jesus Christ. However, their very actions and behavior, like praising earthly rewards, which is totally opposite to the teachings of Christ and God, shows they are worshiping lies, and in turn, their true father is Satan, for he is the father of all lies. Most don't follow Christ, because if they did, they wouldn't seek after the world. Seeking possessions, seeking after acknowledgement that leads to earthly fame. This does not come from God the Father. As we have established by the Word of God itself, these earthly rewards are from the only being allowed to give these rewards. Once again, it is Satan. What is required has been made clear by Christ himself when he told the young rich man to sell all his property. All that ask Christ to be their Savior are required to downsize, to live a minimalistic lifestyle. 1 Timothy 6, 6-10. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. A little later in the letter, those that have earthly wealth are told this, 1 Timothy 6, 17-19, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly of all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Again, most refused to do this command. In their eyes, it is not required of them, but it is required especially if someone professes to being a child of God. For we are to be content with having basic needs and nothing else, as we read earlier from the Bible. It is an act of works through faith as instructed to us in James chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith with your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Therefore, in an act through faith, we must downsize and then use the most of our earthly wealth to help those in need to spread the word of God. What happens to those that refuse to teach the word of God? Matthew 25:24-30. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid my talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours." But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from he who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Start to learn the Bible for yourself. Learn that all you have been taught is most likely lies. Then repent, truly turn to God through Jesus Christ, for time is quickly running out. God bless.
Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember. said and done. Cause all that really mattered, did I live the truth to the ones I love? Was my life the proof that there is only one whose name will last forever? And Jesus.